Aleishu, חלק בייס, תו עין טס, פרק אוף דלד. אבל מה נעשה אנחנו בדור האחרון? What are we to do in this last generation? תקיעס שיפר מעוררס איסנו אולי עד התפילס מוסף של ראש השנה. The blowing of the shofar perhaps alerts us, awakens us until מוסף of ראש השנה. ואחר כך מסתרע עלינו שוב טמטום הלב. Afterwards, once again, this spreads over us this inertia. המזוזה אינה מעוררת אצלנו. We saw how the Rambam writes about the mezuzah, but it tends not to have much of an effect on us. ולא הציציס ולא התפילין, nor the ציציס and תפילין, which we saw in the previous paragraph, or mitzvahs that awaken us all the time, make us alert to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ולא הברכויס שאנו זוכים מפינו, nor the ברכויס, we said on the previous page that all the ברכויס really are intended to remove what we call the drunkenness, that lack of awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כיצד אנחנו נצא מהרדמה ועלמה סעילם? How are we to emerge from this sedation, from the fact that the world hides הקדוש ברוך הוא? ומה נעשה שלא נשקע לגמרי בהבלי הזמן ושקיעסיו? What are we to do so as not to completely become immersed in what the Rambam calls the vanities of time, all the nonsense? הוא העילם הזה המערטל מכל רוחניוס וטמטום הלב. העילם הזה that strips us from all רוחניוס and this idea of the just lack of sensitivity to these issues. על מדוכה זה ישב רבינו הגדול הגאון רבי ישראל סלנטן נשמתו עדן. Rabbi Israel dealt with this issue. This is an expression from the Gemara. על מדוכה זה ישב חגי הנביא, I think the Gemara says. At any rate, אתה נשוב ונראה, says Rabbi Israel, in אור ישראל סימן זין. Let's see, מה תהיה סיבה ראשונה שיסעורר האדם לפקח על מעשיו ולהסבונן במוסר בחודש אלול? The first cause that stimulates a person to look at his deeds, to examine himself. In brackets, העניין הלזה שייך גם לכל השנה. This is really relevant to the whole year, to the whole year, מה שנגיע לעבידה עשה, what has to do with עבידה השם. רבי ישראל says, הלא אין חפץ טבעי לזה כמו בענייני הארצי. We're not naturally driven to this as we are in physical matters. We're just naturally we tend to be interested. Here there's no drive for it. רבי סינו הקדמונים נשמסם עדן חרדו על הדבר. שחזל וחרד על הדבר. They were concerned about this. סמכו על פרקי דרבי אליעזר והסכינו לתקוע שפע באלול. So they relied on this midrash that mentions the idea of blowing in Elul. So we do this. We blow once a day, sometimes in some shuls twice a day. והיא הייתה הסיבה הראשונה לעורר האדם משנשוי ומהבלי תרדיסיו לפקח על מעשיו. So that's the first mechanism to awaken a person from his sleep, from being involved, preoccupied completely with his affairs, and to look at his deeds. כמאמר כסוף, as the Pasuk says in the Novi, אם יתוקע שפר בו עיר, ואמרי יחרדו. When a shofar is blown in the city, people tremble. אכן נדע, כי מסובב לא יתוולד, אם לא מסיבה דומה לו. However, says Rabbi Israel, a cause and effect are linked to one another. In other words, מסיבב כבד לא יצא מסיבה קלה. You're not going to get a substantial effect from a very light cause. They're related to one another. ובזייס הדבר הזה תקיעס השיפר, הישה סיבה ראשונה לאדם השקוע מבייס ומחוץ בעבוד עשוי. He says that this idea of blowing the shofar, it is a very profound thing for people who are immersed inside and outside in עבודת השם. For them, that was an immense mechanism to awaken them. V'siba kala te'irar to lefakeach al atzmoi b'vchina yasein ala. So therefore, a very straightforward cause, like the blowing of the shofar in Elul, was sufficient for these people to start watching themselves more carefully. Aval manu imar u'nedaber, is that relevant for us? U'ma la'asis ata ashem eshuk, im anachnu mibayis ha'michutz, be'evlei tirdes ha'tevel. We're not meshuka in avidas Hashem. We are meshuka in preoccupations of work mostly and things like that. Ve'alev metumtam ve'kashe ketzua chalamish, with a heart that's as solid as a rock. Hayim ha'isarerus ha'kala lefaneinu ta'aseh reshem ba'even ha'chazaka. Will this very light cause have a profound effect? Will the mere blowing of the shofar in Elul have an impression, make an impression on a rock? The author says, הגאון רבי ישראל סלנטן מבאר שם, he goes on to explain, כי הסיבה המעוררת במצב טמטום הלב שלנו, the one cause that can have a reasonable effect in our situation of טמטום הלב, היא לימוד מוסר. is to be involved in limud musar. Ki ein kemo yisoi lehoir o yisanu liyos erim lemaaseinu. There is nothing that works like musar to awaken us, to be alert to where we are, where we're going, what we're doing. Achein zeu halimud le'ir'ah es Hashem Elokeinu. That is what the pasuk refers to when it says leman yilmedu le'ir'ah es Hashem kol yomei chayim, that throughout our lives we are to learn about the awe of Hashem. That is a reference to musar. To conclude, harei mibriyas ha'olam ad zmaninu anu, from the creation of the world where we spoke about this injection of an aesthetic, the world now hides a kadosh baruch hu, to our times, kol avoidas adam ilispakach me'adama shel olam atohu. The avoid of human beings is to become sober, to waken up from the sedation, ulesalekes ha'alama shebaolam, and to remove that hiddenness of the world, lir'ois ha'borei b'soch ha'briyah, to see the creator within the creation. Adkan.